Broadway's big night, the Tony Awards, will be held this Sunday. The new show, New York, New York, is a top contender, nominated in 9 categories, including Best Musical. The composer of its music, John Kander, is separately being honored with a special award for lifetime achievement in the theater. Quite a life, extraordinary achievement, which continues. Jeffrey Brown joined Kander at the piano in his New York, New York home for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
They're cheering for me now. In my mind, they're cheering for me now.
The new Broadway musical, New York, New York, set shortly after World War II, opens with a song called Cheering for Me Now, in which we meet characters who've come to New York with uncertain futures but big dreams. The show is a love letter to a city. And for its 96-year-old composer, John Kander, it captures the wonder of working with others to create something new.
I've lived a long time, and one of the good things I can tell you about living a long time is that you keep finding out things and learning things about not just your own life, about life itself, or what really matters. And I found myself at the end of the workshop of New York, New York, saying to the company and thanking them that one of the greatest pleasures in life was making art with your friends.
Kander, who grew up in Kansas City, was himself one of those people who came to post-war New York to make it. He did big time. And it was through the collaborative process as half of one of musical theater's greatest teams. Music by John Kander, lyrics by Fred Ebb.
Yes, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz.
Creators of such blockbusters as Chicago, which premiered in 1975. A 1996 revival is now the longest-running show on Broadway. Another classic, Cabaret, from 1966, later a film starring Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey.
Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round.
They wrote 16 Broadway musicals in all, and thousands of songs, including a certain anthem that pretty much everyone on the planet must have heard and most can sing along with.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
I'll make a brand new start of it.
In old New York.
It was originally written for the 1977 film drama New York, New York, directed by Martin Scorsese. And as the story goes, when star Robert De Niro didn't much like the first version Kander and Ebb brought them, the two went off and did what they did best. Sat at the piano and got to work.
We went home pissed off.
Yeah. About what?
Yes.
That De Niro didn't like your song.
It's true. And we went into this little room where we worked with Freddie and sat down and said, well, let's do it again. And my hands, while we were talking, went. And with Fred, immediately inside of that vamp is and produced and the very first lines.
In fact, Kander says music is always playing in his head, even as we talked. His job, improvise until he finds the good parts, while Fred Ebb, who died in 2004, was doing the same with an endless string of words.
He could, and this is brilliant, and a lot of people, I don't know a lot of people who can do this, he could improvise in rhyme and meter in the same way that I could do. Without thinking, seemingly without thinking.
So you're right. You're improvising at the keyboard, and he's improvising with the rhymes in his head, and somehow it comes together.
Right. it is mysterious because it's, I think it's so deeply unconscious.
The new New York, New York musical, directed and choreographed by Susan Stroman, another longtime Kander collaborator, is loosely based on the earlier film, with new characters and storylines.
When I heard you sing, it changed everything.
At its heart, a young musician played by Colton Ryan, who lost his brother in the war, and a singer played by Anna Uzelli, facing racial discrimination as she struggles for opportunities. Many of the songs are older ones by Kander and Ebb. Seven were written with a new partner and friend, contemporary Broadway giant Lin-Manuel Miranda, who joined the cast and production team in a rousing 96th birthday song for Kander.
Happy birthday to you.
We have a good time working together, and reminds me a little bit of Freddie because Lin is very fast, and I'm very fast.
Fast as in, like, the ideas are coming quickly?
Yeah, it's, and again, the ideas can be terrible.
Yeah.
And nobody is a bad person because they have it. But so you write it and then you change it.
So there's a lot of craft to songwriting, right?
Yes, and that's the word. I think we're all carpenters.
Knowing how to put it together.
Yeah, it's one thing to want to make art. It's another to do it, and that's craft. You get better at it, hopefully, as you were, or not. The rehearsal room is for me the safest place in the world because you can do anything. You can be so terrible, but it's private.
Yeah.
And eventually you end up in the rehearsal room with something that's as close as you can get to what you intended.
Even with New York, New York now on Broadway, Kander, who lives with his husband Albert Stevenson, was about to leave after our talk to join a workshop session for a potential revival of the Kander and Ebb 1990 musical, Kiss of the Spider Woman. He is very much still at it.
My mother had a great phrase, which none of us understood until late in life. She said, you do the best you can, a horse can't do any better.
A horse can't do any better.
I understand now what that means. In other words, if you're writing a show, you do the best you can, sometimes without thinking of the ramifications.
You are 96 and still working. Right. What's the secret?
Well, are you supposed to stop doing the things that give you pleasure? Who wrote that rule?
Well, no one wrote that rule, certainly not for John Kander. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in New York, New York.
Come on, come through.